And we're with Tanner Thompson and Blake Trebold, the Valley City Robotics team. As a matter of fact, congratulations to both of them, because guess what? Last month, Valley City High School Robotics team entered the state VEX Robotics Tournament, and the team made up of Tanner Thompson and Blake Trebold, who we have here today, went on to win the state title and the Excellence Award. Now, this earns them the invitation to compete in the VEX World Championship Tournament coming up next month in April, late April, in Louisville, Kentucky. Thank you guys for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Well, I don't know who wants to start first, but just jump right in. Tell us a little bit about the robotics that got you the nice Excellence Award.
I'm Dan Thompson, and I'm a senior. In the past few years, I was working with Best Robotics out of Fargo through Mel Klingenberg, and he retired, so we stopped doing Best Robotics, and then they asked me to be in VEX Robotics, and all my past robotics experience kind of helped us, and we've been working hard to build a robot for this competition.
Well, tell us a little bit about the robot. What's it like?
We call it a double back, so it's a double four-bar linkage. It has this back system with motors on it that run anti-gravity, so it works by pulling on two bars opposite, and it kind of raises it up, and there's a lot of rubber bands in it, and it's a quite an interesting build. And we have a bucket system on it to pick up mobile goals, and its chassis has four wheels tied to four motors. Helps it have some power to push other robots around.
Well, that sounds very interesting. What got you interested in it, Blake?
Well, I just started this year, actually. I'm a freshman. And I just thought robots were pretty cool, so I decided to be in it this year, and it's worked out pretty good.
Well, that's great. How long have you been in it, Tanner?
This is my fourth year. First year of VEX, though.
Okay, very good. Well, you had some good competition in North Dakota, and now you go on to Louisville, Kentucky. Of course, this is all possible by you guys are doing a fundraiser as well to try to help you get some funds to get to it's the world competition. Tell us a little bit about that.
So at the world competition, there's teams from all around the world. There is like Mandarin-speaking countries and Spanish-speaking countries, and even the first, the intro to the tournament is spoken in three different languages at three different times. That's how you know there's a lot of teams there all over the world. And it's a big tournament of 640 teams all competing in multiple tournaments that keep breaking down into one main tournament at the end.
Okay. We're speaking with Tanner Thompson and Blake Trebold. Blake, tell us a little bit about yourself. You said you were a freshman at Valley City State. So.
Well, I play golf and tennis.
All right.
I've been working pretty much every day on the robot the last couple months.
Working every day with the robot, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Before and after school.
So it's a labor of love then, huh?
I guess so.
That's great. Tanner, how about you? Tell us a little bit about yourself and your extracurricular activities, too.
So. I used to be in a lot of sports, but then I got a knee injury and started in the academic world. So I was an AC Olympian and a mathlete and a few other nerdy titles to my name. So I added robotics to the list. And same as him, I put in the before and after school. He also has a period during the day that he works on it. So we both put hours each day into the robot.
Oh, that's great. Great to hear such young people working so hard. That's fantastic to hear. Well, now, any business that wants to donate $500 or more will have a chance to do so. You've got some T-shirts printed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell us about those T-shirts.
We'll have T-shirts and the logos of the top donors that help us. They'll be on the T-shirt, on the back of it.
Now, if people are interested in donating, they told you a couple of ways that people can donate?
Mm-hmm. People can either send money to Miss Beattie, our coordinator, or the school system.
Okay, so Annette Beattie, who is the Tech and Engineering Education Coordinator at Valley City High School. And, of course, if you can get some of your donations in before now and April, tell us when the World Competition is going to be held in Louisville.
The World Competition is April 24th to the 28th.
So you're taking donations at least up until then?
Up until then, yes.
All right. Is there anything about this competition that you want to mention that was fun at the state level that really raised your excitement level or anything at all?
Well, there was a lot more competition in this one compared to our past competitions. We actually scored more points, a lot more points than we did in our past competitions. And with the improvements we made now, we can probably score and compete at Worlds.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations again, guys. Anything to add, Tanner?
Along with the donations, Miss Beattie is actually doing a fundraiser for graduation banners where all high school students that plan on having a graduation banner can order theirs off of her, and she will make them for them for a reduced fee if you're early on.
Very good. All right. More information, contact either Annette Beattie or these gentlemen right here, Tanner Thompson and Blake Trebold. We're trying to get them to Louisville, Kentucky, trying to raise about $6,500 for the check for that trip. And checks can be made out to Valley City Public School District Robotics. Again, Valley City Public School District Robotics to help the guys out. Thanks for being on our show today, guys, and good luck to you in Louisville, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. There is our Voice of the Valley here on AM 1490 KOVC and 96.3 FM.